A slack tank is, depending on your outlook, a partially full or partially empty fish hold containing refrigerated seawater. The fishing vessel Epic Explorer has three of these tanks, one forward, aft, and midships. Skipper Scott Jensen says if one of those has slack water sloshing around, it can dangerously undermine stability.
If you get a tank that's not full, you know, if it's slack and you're rolling around, you know, and you get some big rolls and that water all comes over, then that'll roll you right over. You know, you'll sit like this and you can't come back, right? I mean, it's been the death of many boats, slack tanks. Yeah, one of the biggest killers out there, really.
And he says the Epic Explorer has had close calls in the past.
It's a killer. You know, slack tanks are one of the, it can kill you. You know, it's one of the worst things you can have. And we had a big problem on this boat with our third tank getting full of water. And, you know, we get half full, and, you know, that's how you roll over. So it was something I was really concerned about. They had no tank monitors on here. I went to the bosses about getting them. And
the owners got in touch with NIOSH. That's the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, which operates an Alaska field office studying fishing safety. NIOSH researcher Chelsea Woodward says studies show slack tanks create a major maritime hazard.
Between 2000 and 2009, there's been 24 boats lost due to instability, which is about 18% of the fatalities. And along with that, there's been about 18% that have been struck by a large wave and capsized or sank, which caused fatalities. And it also goes into, it kind of leads over into the flooding issue, too, the instability of the slack tanks. You can also have down flooding when you don't recover from a roll. And that is 28% of the vessel losses in that 10-year period. And if the captains and crew have a good idea of what's going on in their tanks, they have a better chance of surviving when you're in rough seas, having a little bit more stability.
It's not a new issue, and there have long been safeguards in place. Traditional systems rely on float switches. Think of a float in a toilet bowl, wired to a sensor to warn of slack water. But Woodward says those systems can fail, and often do.
When you have fish in these tanks, there's a bit of slime that builds up, and they get fouled. And it doesn't allow the float to either rise or drop, which would either close or open a circuit. So they didn't really know whether or not they had a full or empty tank because they weren't getting the correct sensor readings.
The Epic Explorer's captain agrees.
We've had the old type alarms, you know, they'll fail, they'll get stuck, and you won't know. And, you know, you go back there and you'll feel it. You'll feel the boat being very jerky or not coming back as quickly as you like.
This prototype system, developed by NIOSH, has fewer moving parts. Instead of relying on the floats, each tank has a pressure sensor at its fill line. By measuring head pressure in each tank, the system can tell if the water line drops, because that causes the tank pressure to fall, which trips a circuit. Below deck, it's ship's engineer Joe Sanford's job to keep an eye on tank levels. He says this warning system works.
I've had one instance where I glanced at the sensors and it said I had a slack tank, and I was, you know, concerned, obviously, went out and looked at the tank, and it was down about 4 feet. So that can be potentially, you know, really dangerous situation. So they did work well in that instance.
The system is still in prototype stage, and there are bugs to work out. Sanford says when the chillers are running, it can affect tank pressure. That can sometimes trip the alarms. But overall, he says he's pleased. NIOSH's Woodward says the slack tank monitors are showing promise since the Epic Explorer began using the prototype in January.
These type of systems are relatively cheap, so it is an affordable intervention that crabbers can put on, trawlers, even recreational fishermen can put on their boats as far as knowing what the status of some of their holds are.
As the prototype cost about $2,000, he predicts a mass-produced commercial version would be even cheaper. In Unalaska, I'm Jacob Resnick.